Support for KPLU comes from the Villages of Ocean Shores, a new community on the Washington coast for adults over 55. Presenting 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos for sale and rent, the Villages' large floor plans include fireplaces and decks. Located close to the beach, golf course, and casino, online at thevillagesofoceanshores.com.
So glad you picked Caravan. That's a great way to end the show.
And thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. Believe me.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with host Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Sherry Maracle. Join us again next time when Marian welcomes another outstanding artist for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beach Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Clavier House New York, providers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz, clavierhouse.com. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. U.S. Postal Mail address, Piano Jazz, SCETV Radio, 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program you may have missed, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned, The Art of Jazz with your host Ken Wiley, coming right up next.
Jazz fans, take a tip from Dorothy. Yeah, the witch is Dorothy. There's no place like home. One of the most in-demand instrumentalists in the U.S. scene is our own Thomas Marriott. See him in the most dramatic setting we can produce, with the Emerald City skyline as the backdrop, cruising Elliott Bay on the KPLU Jazz Cruise. It's a great value for a concert, a cruise, and all-you-can-eat buffet, July 12th. Thanks to Chaplain's Bellevue Subaru for their support. Reservations and information are at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Sir Charles Thompson, piano with Eleanor Jacquette. I'd like to get back into a different session with them. I played them earlier in the letter T presentation. Joe Newman and Russell Jacquette play trumpets. J.J. Johnson, trombone. Eleanor on tenor. Leo Parker, baritone saxophone. Sir Charles at the piano. John Collins, guitar, Al Lucas, bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. Mutton Leg, written by Count Basie and Harry Sweets Edison, followed by Symphony in Sid, written by Jack Het, which is a play on the standard Jumpin' with Symphony Sid. Illinois Jacquette and his orchestra and his tenor saxophone, 1947 for RCA Victor Records. Mutton Leg followed by Symphony in Sid. Sid is Sid Torin, who was a very famous radio announcer on the spot, actually, at various jazz places in New York City. Same band now, Riffin' at 24th Street, which is a reworking of Illinois and Sir Charles Thompson's big hit, Robin's Nest, and King Jacquette, written by Jacquette, and featuring J.J. Johnson and Illinois.
Thank you.
something else. Illinois Jacquet, his tenor, his orchestra, 1947 for RCA Victor Records. Riffin at 24th Street. And if you heard Robin's Nest lingering in there, you were right. And King Jacquet, up-tempo, and a feature for Jacquet with fine solo by J.J. Johnson on trombone. And I want to say, if you were hearing that beautiful walking bass up-tempo behind them, Al Lucas, you can't say enough about the rhythm sections of the artistic organizations. It is something. Sir Charles Thompson piano, John Collins guitar, Al Lucas bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. I'd like to take you back to Erskine Tate now, who played the violin and pretty much led the orchestra with the bow of his violin. He had what's called the Vendome Theater Orchestra in Chicago, 1926. This was a place for Louis Armstrong to work. He worked at the Vendome for two shows in the afternoon, early evening, then went to the Dreamland Cafe and played with his own band. Dreamland was later known as the Sunset Cafe. And it was there that he changed from using the cornet to using the trumpet. Erskine Tate's Vendome Theater Orchestra will hear Static Strut, written by Jack Yellen and Cliff Wall, and then Stomp Off, Let's Go by pianist Elmer Schobel. Louis Armstrong will solo trumpet, Eddie Atkins trombone, the alto and baritone soloist Stump Evans, and tuba player John Heron, washboard and drums Jimmy Bertrand. Here is Erskine Tate, Vendome Theater Orchestra. Erskine Tate and his Vendome Theater Orchestra, Chicago, 1926, for Vocalion Records, Static Strut and Stomp Off. Let's go. Lots to talk about that. Terrific band. I mean, you listen to it now, and it's fresh and exciting, and anybody who dances gets up and starts dancing. Imagine what it was like at that time to hear that band. Where's the music? As Eddie Condon said to that question, what would we do if the lights went out? Well, this is a place for Louis Armstrong to develop his skills, although it sounds like they were pretty much developed. Stump Evans, complimented by Coleman Hawkins many years later as being one of the greats of the time. And the piano player, Teddy Weatherford. Teddy Weatherford, big influence on Earl Hines. Weatherford, if I remember correctly, went to India and stayed there for the remainder of his life playing. Fine work by Jimmy Bertrand on drums and tuba work by John Hare, Eddie Atkins trombone, and Erskine Tate and his violin bow directing the orchestra. As I said, that's where Louis worked, afternoon shows, early evening shows. They were in the pit in front of the stage, and they'd play numbers, and, you know, it's like late-night television. You got a band. We don't hear them play that much because they play for the audience or tape and stuff, you know. But when you went into the theater, you heard that all the time. And then the singers would come out, and the guys would come out and dance. Guy on stilts. Play a slow tune, please. Erskine Tate. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
Now I'd like to move up a year from where we were in 1926 to May 1927 in Chicago, and the month that Louis Armstrong made his Hot 7 records for OK. And the T person is John Thomas, obscure Chicago trombonist who for years was thought to be Kid Ory. And then somebody listened a little more closely and said, doesn't sound like him. So somebody, thank you, did the research and found out John Thomas. Louis Armstrong, trumpet, John Thomas, trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lil Armstrong, Louis' wife playing piano, Johnny St. Cyr, guitar, Pete Briggs, tuba, and Johnny's younger brother, Warren Baby Dodds, playing drums. We will hear Rube Bloom's Willie the Weeper and Thomas Fetts Waller's Alligator Crawl. Thank you. Armstrong's Hot 7, May 1927 in Chicago for OK Records with John Thomas playing the trombone, Louis playing the trumpet, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong piano, Johnny St. Cyr gets to sound off on his guitar, was there with Louis' band to start with, and pretty much just a rhythm instrument. Happy to hear him. Pete Briggs, tuba, and Warren Baby Dodds, drums. We heard Willie the Weeper and Alligator Crawl. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the 25th Annual Victoria Jazz Fest International, June 26th through July 5th. Jazz, world music, and blues from over 425 musicians. Information at tourismvictoria.com or jazzvictoria.ca, with ferry transportation to Victoria at cohoferry.com.
All right, let me pick up my notes here. Charlie Tobias now, composer and lyricist, who with Larry Shea and Bill Jerome wrote Get Out and Get Under the Moon. First up, Helen Kane. Kane is best described, I suppose, as a legit theater vocalist. No messing around here. Nat Schildkret's orchestra behind her. But she really was what would be called a flapper-style singer, and she does scat singing, that's made-up stuff, which was arguably set in motion by Louis Armstrong. Here's Helen Kane doing Charlie Tobias's Get Out and Get Under the Moon.
Your hat, close up your flat, get out, get
Helen Kane singing Charlie Tobias's Get Out and Get Under the Moon with theater orchestra led by Matt Shelkret for Victor Records, 1928. I'd like to hear the same composition, and we'll move up to 1979. Piano, Ralph Sutton. Cornet, Ruby Braff. Charlie Tobias's Get Out and Get Under the Moon, performed by Ralph Sutton at the piano, Ruby Braff playing cornet, for Chaz Jazz, 1979. I'd like to continue with the same kind of duet, except instead of cornet, a trumpet player and a pianist. And I want to dedicate this to a friend of mine who died a few weeks ago, Jim Goodwin. I liked him, I played gigs with him, and I miss him. Here with Dave Frischberg at the piano, Jim and Dave are going to play with you a Joe Trent Louis Alter composition, My Kind of Love.
¶¶
memory of Jim Goodwin, who played the trumpet there for you, and Dave Frischberg's on piano, 1993, for Arbor's Records, in their version of Joe Trent and Louis Alter's My Kind of Love. Another Tobias now, no relation, Harry, coming in with Jules L'Amour. He wrote this. It's called Sweet and Lovely. 1958, arranged by Billy May for the wonderful singing talents of Keeley Smith.
There's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me. Melody. Nothing more I can say.
Keeley Smith singing for you, Sweet and Lovely, written by Harry Tobias and Jules L'Amour. She sang it in 1958 for Capitol Records in a beautiful arrangement for her by Billy May. I want to keep Billy May and Keeley Smith in 1958 in Capitol Records and bring in Roy Turk, lyricist, who, with Fred Ollert, wrote this.
I'll get by. as long as I have you. Though there be
Haley Smith, 1958, for Capitol Records. I'll Get By, written by Fred Ollert, and Roy Turk, arranged for her by Billy May. Beautiful. 1958, Capitol Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. I'd like to bring in now Henry Threadgill, who's going to play his tenor. It's in a band that he had called Air, A-I-R, for Bluebird Records, 1979. With him, Fred Hopkins, string bass, and Steve McCall on drums. Thank you. A trio known as Ayer, meaning Henry Threadgill, tenor saxophone, Fred Hopkins, string bass, Steve McCall on drums. For Bluebird Records, 1979, two compositions by Jelly Roll Morton, Buddy Bolden's Blues and King Porter's Stomp. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, offering fuel-efficient Subarus, including the 2009 Forester, as well as Impreza and Legacy vehicles. Credit available from Subaru Motor Credit. Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, serving the East Side for more than 15 years at I-90 and Eastgate or online at chaplains.com.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Let's see now. I invited Mildred Bailey and her orchestra to come in from 1939 on a composition by Charlie Tobias. And Sam Stepped, arranged for Ms. Bailey by Eddie Sauter.
It seems like old times having you around. It's been an empty town with you away. It seems like old times sitting here with you, the way we used to do at close of day. Though time brings changes, you're sweet as you've always been. My heart woke up when you walked in. It seems like old times in your arms again. Two dreamers dreaming dreams. Oh, darling, how it seems like old times again.
Mildred Bailey and her orchestra, 1939, for Vocalion Records. It Seems Like Old Times, written by Sam Stepped, and Charlie Tobias, arranged for her by Eddie Sauter. The band, pretty much John Kirby's band, with the addition of xylophonist Red Norvo, who was married to Mildred Bailey at the time. Charlie Shavers, trumpet, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Russell Procope on alto, who would spend, thankfully, a lot of time in the saxophone section of Duke Ellington's orchestra. Billy Kyle on piano, who would be playing in Louis Armstrong's band for quite a while. John Kirby, bass, Cozy Cole on drums. Billy Taylor now, not the pianist, but the bass player, who in the 30s was with Duke Ellington. Here in 1947, he's in the Teddy Wilson Trio, meaning Wilson on piano, Billy Taylor bass, and Keg Purnell playing the drums.
Thank you.
Billy Taylor playing bass in Teddy Wilson's trio, 1947 for Musicraft. Keg Purnell playing the drums. They did Chinatown, My Chinatown, written way back, 1906 by Bill Jerome. And Bess, You Is My Woman by George Gershwin, 1935, of course, Porgy and Bess. Billy Taylor. Teddy Wilson's quartet, I was going to put this first because it's a year earlier, but I couldn't find it, of course. I had it in a box somewhere. I should remember, my father said, if you lose something, look in the fireplace. And then the refrigerator. I found it. Teddy Wilson Quartet. Keg Purnell is given the day off, and Charlie Ventura brings his tenor sax, and Remo Palmieri his guitar. Billy Taylor remains, of course, and Teddy Wilson. This is an interesting composition because of the people who wrote it. Langston Hughes, the great poet, and Kurt Vile, the great playwright. It's called Moon-Faced and Starry-Eyed. Quartet of Teddy Wilson, 1946 for Musicraft Records, meaning Teddy at the piano, Remo Palmieri on guitar, Billy Taylor bass, and guest tenor saxophonist Charlie Ventura, and their version of Langston Hughes and Kurt Vile's Moon-Faced and Starry-Eyed. Up next, Art Tatum. This goes out to my friend Bob Hammer, who loves him, and we talk about him a lot. 1949, Capitol Records. Thank you. Tatum at the piano in Los Angeles, 1949, for Capitol Records. What did he play? My Heart Stood Still, written by Richard Rodgers for the musical A Connecticut Yankee, 1943. Time on My Hands by Vincent Heumann's 1930 musical Smiles. Sweet Lorraine, written just for the fun of it by Cliff Burwell, 1928. And Someone to Watch Over Me by George Gershwin, 1926, for the musical O.K. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Group Health Credit Union, a community-based credit union open to everyone in Washington State. GHCU proudly sponsors Credit University, a program teaching financial literacy and sound money management to high schoolers around Washington State. Information at ghcu.org.
Thank you.
Clark Terry on trumpet and Oscar Peterson at the piano in Los Angeles, 1975, for Norman Grant's Pablo label. I played But Beautiful, a 1947 Jimmy Van Heusen composition. Shaw Enough, written by Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. And the Shaw part, other than the sure enough, the idea of Shaw there is a direction to Billy Shaw, who was Dizzy Gillespie's manager, I think it was at that time. Then Satin Doll, a Billy Strayhorn, Duke Ellington collaboration done in 1953. Clark Terry and Oscar Peterson, 1975. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Roy Turk up again, who with Arthur Johnson and George Meyer and Grant Clark in 1929 wrote Mandy, Make Up Your Mind. And it could be anything. You know, when to get married, what do you want, a sack lunch? Oh, all right, that sort of thing. Several versions here for the fun of it. I like chase tunes. I do that a lot. Haven't done it as much since I've been doing alphabetical order. It just doesn't turn out that way, but I'm going to do it here. And in no particular order, chronologically. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra in 1942, and Mandy, Make Up Your Mind. Cy Oliver arranged it. The piano soloist is Milt Raskin. Clarinetist Heine Bow, trombonist, a little bit of the melody, George Arris, Ziggy Elman trumpet solo, and the drumming of Buddy Rich. Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, written with others, and Roy Turk is the alphabetical person here. Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, his orchestra, 1942 for Victor Records, an arrangement of it by Cy Oliver. Now, the year it was written, 1924, Fletcher Henderson and his great orchestra for Paramount Records recorded it. Arrangement by Don Redman, who played clarinet and alto in the band and was pretty much working out the details of arranging, which would affect so much of the time to follow. Coleman Hawkins, tenor sax solo. Louis Armstrong, trumpet. Now, this is a perfect example of, I think, what Armstrong did for the music. I mean, the music was loosening up on its own. But when he arrived in New York and joined Fletcher Henderson's band, it just changed. They listened to him and they started changing. Couldn't help it. And you can tell because after everything going up through Coleman Hawkins' tenor saxophone solo, you hear that it's pretty tight. And then Armstrong comes in and it loosens up. Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, 1924. Fletcher Henderson's orchestra for Paramount Records, 1924, in their version of Roy Turk's Mandy, Make Up Your Mind. Beautiful arrangement by Redman. And you heard what happened when Louis came in. It just started shaking. Had a good time. Wiggling, in a way. And I should have mentioned Fletcher Henderson at the piano. Now, that was the 6th of December, 1924. On the 17th, Louis put the trumpet away, and took up his cornet again because he was back with Clarence Williams' Blue Five, Williams' composer and pianist. And their version of Mandy Make Up Your Mind, which gives us a chance to hear Eva Taylor, Clarence's wife, sing the lyric put together pretty much by Roy Turk. The soprano saxophonist and sarsaphonist is Sidney Bechet. And soprano saxophone I can talk about. The sarsaphone is different. It probably lived and died in this performance. The story goes that Bechet found it in a music shop on the way to the recording session. It's essentially a brass instrument that uses double reed, like the oboe or the English horn, and has saxophone fingering figured out, and is low sounding. Okay. And then the same band will do I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird 2, written by the same people who did Mandy Make Up Your Mind, and Eva Taylor again sings for us, the whole band. Louis Armstrong, cornet, Charlie Irvis, trombone, Bechet on soprano and sarsaphone, Clarence Williams on piano, and Buddy Christian on banjo.
Thank you. for a bluebird too. You know, little blackbird, get a little lonesome too. I've been all over from east to the west in search of someone to fill the mindless. But can I find one the same as you do? The answer must be that I am a hoodoo. I'm a little jazz boat looking for a rainbow too. Building fairy castles, same as all the white folks do. For love and crying, my heart is tired. A wise old owl said, keep on trying. I'm a little blackbird looking for a bluebird
Clarence Williams, Blue Five, 1924 for OK Records, and a couple of compositions by Roy Turk, George Meyer, Arthur Johnston, and Grant Clark. Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, and I'm a Little Bluebird. I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird, too. The band, Louis Armstrong Cornet, Charlie Irvis Trombone, Sidney Bechet Soprano Saxophone, and Sarusaphone. Clarence Williams, piano. Buddy Christian, banjo. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Cobalt Mortgage. Cobalt Mortgage has partnered with the Rainy Day Foundation to help strengthen communities through home ownership. This partnership will help give new homeowners payment protection in the event of job loss. Information at cobaltmortgage.com or at 877-210-3998.
Roy Turk collaborated with Fred Ollert and did some fine compositions in that duet. I'd like to take you to Paris, 1973. Oscar Peterson piano, Stefan Grappelli violin for America Records, and Niels Patterson on bass, Kenny Clark on drums. And this is a big hit for Roy Turk and Fred Ollert, written in 1930. Walking My Baby Back Home, written by Roy Turk and Fred Allert, 1930, and played there in Paris, 1973, by Oscar Peterson, piano, Stefan Grappelli, violin, Niels Pettersson on string bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. As I said, Turk and Allert wrote several things, and I'd like to go back to 37 now, for Brunswick Records and Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, meaning Buck Clayton on trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Johnny Hodges, alto saxophone, Lester Young, tenor saxophone, Wilson at piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Artie Bernstein playing bass, Cozy Cole on drums, and the vocalizing of Billie Holiday, and two big ones for Turk and Allert. Teddy Wilson at the piano and his orchestra and Billie Holiday, 1937 for Brunswick, and two compositions by Roy Turk and Fred Allard. I'll Get By, As Long As I Have You, and Mean to Me. And the band, Buck Clayton, trumpet, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Johnny Hodges, alto, Lester Young, tenor, Teddy Wilson, piano, Alan Roos, guitar, Artie Bernstein, bass, Cozy Cole on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Old West Town of Winthrop, Washington, with year-round recreational activities including hiking, river rafting, shopping, wine, and dining, as well as music festivals. Winthrop also offers lodging from rustic to resort. Trip planning, assistance, and more at winthropwashington.net.
Well, because I have a chance to do it, I'm going to chase Mean to Me by Turk and Allard. Lester Young, Nat Cole, Buddy Rich, 1946 for Norgran Records.
Thank you.
must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'd phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing a blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't forget to see what you mean to me.
Chasing a Composition, Mean to Me, written by Roy Turk and Fred Allard. Lester Young, tenor sax, Nat Cole, piano, and Buddy Rich, drums, 1946 for Norgren. Ella Fitzgerald singing, Oscar Peterson, piano, 1975 for Pablo Records. Art Tatum, solo piano, 1955 for Clef Records. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Master Builders Association, building the communities we call home for 100 years. Member JAS Design Build offers custom residential design and construction. At JAS, they've seen small changes transform a living space. Info on custom built-ins at jasdesignbuild.com.
Now I'd like to go to an on-the-job situation. That is something other than a recording studio. A concert or a club. This happens to be a club, and I'd like to go out with this band today. It's led by Jack Teagarden, trombonist and vocalist. And Jack is going to be telling us who's in the band. It's at the Round Table Cafe in New York City, July 1959.
I'd like to introduce you to the boys in the band first. On the piano, one of the finest America's ever produced. He's risen in Baltimore boy, with the name of Don Newell. And on the trumpet, a sensational trumpet player. I used to work with his father, it was Paul Whiteman, the late Harry Goldfield. And I've known little Don Goldie ever since he's about 5 years old. And another thrill it is to play with the second fiddle racer. A wonderful musician, Don Goldie. On the bass, a former member of the Chicago Opera Orchestra, the Los Angeles Symphony, and many famous West Coast jazz bands, Stan Fultz on the bass.
Yes,
on the drums, a former student of Gene Krupa and Cozy Cole, the protege of theirs. They have a wonderful drum school here in New York, and they told me he's one of the most talented students they've ever had. Ronnie Greb, drum player. On the clarinet, another member of a musical family. You've probably heard of a saxophonist and clarinetist here in New York by the name of Ernie Caceres. And almost 30 years ago, our clarinet man is a cousin of Ernie's, by the name of Henry Cuesta. Thank you.
Jack Teagarden and his band at the Round Table in New York City in 1959, recorded and issued by Roulette Records, and I think still available from Mosaic. You might want to find out about that. Don Goldie, trumpet, Jack Teagarden, trombone, and announcing. Henry Cuesta, clarinet, Don Ewell, piano, Stan Poles on bass, and Ronnie Greb playing the drums. We'll be here. That's a Plenty, Tin Roof Blues, and Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
And thanks for another great afternoon, Ken Wiley, The Art of Jazz, here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. And happy Father's Day to you. I'm Kevin Kniestead, in for John Kessler for All Blues tonight. Got a great lineup, and 6 hours of blues coming up here on KPLU. Go all the way till midnight, and we'll get it started right after Stardate.
Stardate, June 21st. The sun is at a standstill right now. Not its motion across the sky, mind you, but the points at which it rises and sets on the horizon. This standstill is known as the solstice, and it marks the beginning of summer here in the northern hemisphere and winter in the southern hemisphere.
The sun moves across the sky because Earth's axis is tilted a little. At the summer solstice, the North Pole is tilted toward the sun, so the sun stands farthest north in the sky and sets farthest north along the horizon. At the winter solstice in December, when Earth is on the opposite side of its orbit, the South Pole tilts toward the sun, so the sun appears farthest south in the sky. Because of all that nodding up and down, the sunrise and sunset points move north and south along the horizon. Around the equinoxes in March and September, the sun scoots along in a hurry. But at the solstices, it slows down, like a basketball that's reached the top of its arc. For several days, its rising and setting points hardly move at all. In other words, the sun appears to stand still. Within a few days, though, it'll start to slip southward again, heading toward its next standstill in December. The exact time of the solstice, by the way, was 12:46 Central Daylight Time this morning. The summer solstice is the longest day of the year, so most of the United States will see a good 14 hours of sunlight or more. Tomorrow, the tiniest black holes. Our web address is stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory at Fort Davis, Texas, I'm Sandy Wood.
Your local area weather forecast calls for showers likely tonight and a chance of evening thunderstorms. I was sitting out on the deck with my dad on this Father's Day and heard those